Happy Sunday, everyone. It's a gorgeous March 18th here in Sedona, and something we don't get to see very often here. We have vanilla skies filled with snow and already about 6 inches accumulated on the ground. So I can barely see the red rocks through the density of the flakes falling down, and I just think of them all as little angels floating down from heaven. It's just spectacular here when it snows, and I have to admit, I'm glad it doesn't happen very often. I'm not really a snow kind of gal. I would definitely seek the warmer climates, but it is a spectacular treat from heaven and God and the earth just to be part of this beautiful cycle. Occasionally we see a bird daring to fly through the storm, and that little black bullet against the white is so stunning. So I feel a great serenity today. It's amazing how noisy life is, and we really don't notice it until a blanket of snow covers the earth. And so much snow is in the air that the sound of traffic doesn't travel. The only sound I heard today is as we lose electricity very easily here whenever anything changes in the environment. So I heard a few household alarms going off across the way. And at first I thought it was coyotes howling, and I realized they don't do that in the snow. But except for that, it's amazingly quiet and peaceful. And it looks like this is going to be one of those indoor fireplace days. So I so look forward to being here with you and offering a blessing in this quiet, peaceful, serene energy. We're also having our class later today, about an hour after our blessing service ends, for the bridge between heaven and earth. And I'm so glad so many of you signed up for it. We have some just amazingly revolutionary information. And I was just actually preparing it before your blessing call today. I was just lost in the beauty of the words that were recorded in the book of Mary Magdalene. Just an amazing transcript about the higher states of consciousness we all have access to. And, of course, that's what we do in our blessing course. We enter through the silence of the heart into an availability for being touched by the Holy Spirit, by Yeshua, by God the Father, and whatever angels want to bless us and lift us up with their wings and touch us and bring us peace and happiness in our life. So we make ourselves available by just surrendering into the silence and leaving the noise of the world behind. So let's just be in that place of sweetness and surrender and be ready to embrace the blessings of God as we draw close to that moment. I'd love to hear from some of you. And I just have one personal announcement I would like to make. I'm hoping that enough of you will speak that I can integrate my day's message inside of your questions and comments, which is always a wonderful way to go because it makes what I have to say more relevant to your interests, your needs, and your desires. But the one announcement I want to give is about our forthcoming Blessing Giver Seminar. I know that we have many blessing givers on the call today, and many of you who may be interested in becoming a blessing giver. This is something that we have to plan fairly far in advance, at least by 3 months, because we have to find a hotel. Well, we have our hotel, but we have to find a day, a weekend, and a situation where we can get the very best rates. And in order to get those rates, we have to guarantee a certain number of people. So that means we need a lot of advance planning. And we have 3 possible dates at this point, and they are the weekend of July the 21st, the weekend of August intense. And then later on, fast forwarding into the fall, I believe it is the weekend of November the 11th. I can get that for you in just a moment if you'll just bear with me. Yes, it would be the weekend of November 10th and 11th, going back to August to make this a definite, the weekend of August 11th and 12th, and then going back to June, it would be the weekend of, July, the weekend of July 21st and 22nd. We're trying to narrow that down. It would be great if we could offer two blessing seminars this year. But since we have to have a certain basic number in order to get affordable rates for you, I have to make having two seminars less important than having one extremely well-populated seminar. Because it does make a difference, not only in the rates we're able to offer you, but also in the volume of experience, which is magnified by every person attending. The enlargement of the experience, the height of spirit reached, and the community of sharing that happens among people who come from all different backgrounds, in every seminar so far from all over the world. And it's such an incredible opportunity for you to meet people of like heart and like mind who want to make a tangible difference in the world and respond to a calling from Yeshua. So if you have an interest in this, I would really ask that you write a brief email to our office at this email address. It's the one listed online. It's listed everywhere in all of your letters. It's CARE, C-A-R-E, at Spiritus, S-P-I-R-I-T-I-S, .org. CARE at Spiritus.org. And then in the subject line, just put seminar dates. In the body of your letters, say, I'm very interested in whichever one or all, and give us some idea of how interested you are. We're not asking for a financial commitment at this point, and we will be sending out a lot of information to everyone, everything you need to make a decision. The price of the seminar will be somewhere in the vicinity of $335, which it was last time. We're doing everything in our power to hold the cost down. The only thing that could vary could be maybe as much as $5 difference in the tuition, because they may raise the meals on us by $2 or $3 or $5 or something like that. But it does include two banquet lunches. So it's a very, very, reasonable is an understatement. It's the bargain of a lifetime in relation to what you get from it. And no one I know, no serious seminar presenter I know, is producing seminars at all in a range under $500 anymore. So we're doing everything in our power to make this as affordable as possible, to get this work expanded, to make it more available to more people everywhere. And we would just love to hear from you. Please don't pass up this opportunity, at least to let us know if you're interested. And that's a very important communication we would ask of you. So let's get on with our call for today. And we have someone in here. It's a wireless caller, so I can't really welcome you by name, but you're on.
Hi, Glenda. This is Kathy in San Diego.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi. So I just wanted to tell you that I had the pleasure of introducing someone to your work. And we might forget, the lion and the lamb has been out for so long and Love Without End, but we might forget how thrilled people can be to be introduced to it for the first time. I was on a conference call, a Course of Love conference call, which is a sequel to the Course in Miracles.
Mm-hmm.
And I was explaining to them why I don't go on their Sunday call, because I was explaining to them about this call. And the woman who leads that group is an artist. And so just in telling the story, she said, oh, my gosh, I've just got chills from top to bottom. And they asked me to post the link, which I did immediately. And the response, they were just so thrilled with the link. She checked out your website. She said, oh, my gosh, as an artist myself, wow. And she typed that in capital letters. And they linked it to everyone, told everyone to check it out. And, you know, this is the story behind it. It was just so awe-inspiring. So I just wanted to tell you that in case you – because, you know, like I said, it's been out such a long time, you might forget the incredible feeling that people get when they first see it and hear about it.
Kathy, thank you so much for saying that. And it brings up a point I've really been needing to mention and just please, as a heartfelt request, ask all of you. We have a really dedicated group of followers. Perhaps I'm being presumptuous to call them followers. I don't require that in any way. But we have people who repeatedly take courses, who repeatedly buy books and enjoy the services we have to offer. But our larger community is not growing, despite the fact that people who love this work are serving people in life through it. And I think it's partly because people who begin to study grow in the study and lose touch with the excitement of what it was like to first discover. And they're not bringing in new people. We need new people. We need to grow. As a policy, I have never advertised or promoted this work. And that's mostly, out of respect for Yeshua and the sacredness I feel for it. Also, it's kind of a personal resistance to so many movements that oversell and overproselytize and push what they have on other people, because I feel that this work is a calling. But in doing that, in taking that stand, we at Spiritus are left fairly vulnerable to what all of you do and say on our behalf, because we're really trusting all of you to perpetuate the grassroots movement, to let people know what's here, what's available. The blessings are free, and they're awesome. And people can just, people don't have to buy anything. They can just go to our website and see the painting of the Lamb and the Lion, read the story, be filled with inspiration. There is so much we have to offer that doesn't cost people anything. And this message can literally go around the world. We're on Facebook now for those who are interested in that. And we now have all of our major books in e-books, which allows for people to share these with people around the world with no shipping cost. Do you realize what a breakthrough that is? Because in previous years, we were people who lived in South Africa and Australia and New Zealand would pay as much as $40 or $45 per book just for shipping and handling. And that wasn't gouging them by anyone. That was book rights. That was book rights. Now we have Love Without End and The Keys of Yeshua on ebook for $12.95, no shipping and handling. That's an amazing breakthrough. And we have pictures that are on postcards. We're going to be coming out with little 5x7 laminated pictures to make as many things as we have affordable. But we need for you. You are the ones who know how valuable this is and what it meant for you. We need you to remember what a change it made in your life, what a blessing it was for you when you first discovered it. So thank you, Kathy, for saying that and bringing that up.
Well, I just want to tell you that once again now I have chills from top to bottom. And, Glenda, thank you from the bottom of my heart for this blessing call for everything you do, but also for what you just described, the giving God freely. That's all I'll say, just giving God freely. Love you.
Thank you. Love you, too. I love everybody. And I want the love spread. Yeshua loves everybody. Listen, let's spread the love. We're just almost on the equinox of spring in the northern hemisphere. And in the southern, we're on the equinox, almost at the equinox of fall. Either way, we're approaching this day of balance, bliss, peace, and serenity. Let's use it to celebrate the love. Let's use it to remember people who so need what you have. You can make a difference. Let's do it. So, yes. Kathy O'Fallon, you're on. Hi, but I've got to free your line up. Okay, you're on to talk.
Hi, Glenda and everybody. I'm on the call for a couple of reasons. One, I'm really loving watching the snowfall here and having dogs out for their walk before it started snowing again. It's just very invigorating to me. So I appreciate this change of season so much because it helps my own aliveness. So,
yeah.
But I'm really calling in because I usually don't call in because I feel so complete and fulfilled that I don't feel the need to have to necessarily ask a question or say any or fill space, you know. But but I know that friends of mine miss Tom's voice and his contribution, and he felt so free to just say what you know, was in his heart on that particular day. And so I just felt inspired to let my voice be heard and remember that it's not just who I am, but sometimes it's also what I express that matters to people. Because I tend to be the kind of person who I just want to be the love that I am more than talk it. I don't know if that makes sense, but...
Oh, you know, it certainly does, Kathy, but I want to take you above that consideration because it's often not what you say. It's just that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
People love knowing that you're there.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I tell my ministers for grief counseling, there are no words that can smooth away the grief a person is feeling at the loss of a loved one or the loss of anything dear. You can't smooth it away with words. It's just the fact that you show up.
Yeah.
That's what makes all the difference. And that's what was and is, I'm sure still, so great about Tom, is Tom always just showed up.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm asking for all of you. Remember other people in terms of the blessing you have. It's sometimes just enough to say hello, a smile, a friendly handshake. And then if they give you an opportunity to say more, you take the lead. And those that you can share what you know about Yeshua, remember what it meant to you at their level. One of the things I've noticed, especially in people who get into ministerial training, is they say, Glenda, you know, my biggest inhibition is how do I tell people everything I know? And I say, well, you don't. You share with them your first discoveries of what you know. This is why Yeshua spoke in parables. He had the wisdom to understand that no one could know everything he knew. He spoke to people at a gentle, simple level that anyone could understand. So remember what it was like on your first blessing call, or the first time you ever saw the Lamb and the Lion, or the first time you ever opened Love Without End, and you read Love is Who You Are. That's the way you reach people, is you reach them where they are. And you reach them by being where you are. Thanks for bringing that up, Kathy.
Thanks.
I really appreciate you, and thank you so much for being here. And we have Margaret Calloway on the call. Hi, Margaret.
Hi there, Glenda. And I was going to write you a note to share this as part of our upcoming class, but I, listening to what you were saying, what I wanted to share was what I experience when I do the blessing. And So since you're talking about people who might be interested in coming, I'm one of the blessing givers, and I do it as regular. I do it several times a week, often every day. And what I experience within myself, Glenda, is when I take it upon myself to do the blessing for someone who I may not even like, not necessarily somebody that I know, but somebody that I'm having trouble with. As I go through that exercise, it could be a public figure or like that, or somebody that I know who has done wrong, there is a part of me that is understanding love thy neighbor as thyself and bless your enemies, because there's a transformation that is happening within me, not with those that you already obviously love, but it's really the ones that you have issues with. And when you go through the process, gestural prayer, it changes inside of you. And I just wanted to say it's remarkable how my own life is changing, but the impact that I'm having positively on others that I couldn't imagine. But it's my own heart that is opening to that exercise. So I just wanted to share that experience with people.
Oh, thanks, Margaret. I'm so glad you shared that. And I'm even happier that you're having these growth experiences. And just to respond briefly to love your enemies or love these people you have objections to, the great thing about, well, I think it's probably the only positive thing about having an enemy, but it is very positive, and they give us an opportunity and a challenge to rise to a higher level of perception. We can get comfortable with those we love and just sit in the hammock all day with the ones we love. But we have to stand up and look over the mountaintop to find out how to love those we have problems with. And then in so doing, we recover a piece of ourselves that we have disconnected from. Because actually we are united with all at a certain higher level. Our sense of isolated selfness increases the more we become embedded in life. The more we elevate our life back toward reunion with God, the more we also see our union with everyone else, which is, of course, the miracle of the two last commandments that Yeshua gave us, which is to love others as ourselves, meaning to enter into a higher union with everyone. Not necessarily forgetting that we each are in our own rightful way with a love and a purpose here. But as we rise to this higher union, we also rise into a greater reunion with our Creator. So that's an incredible accomplishment, Margaret, and really the essence of true enlightenment. We have a wireless caller on from area code 336, and we just have time for maybe one or two more calls. So you're on. Wireless caller, you're on area code 336.
Hi, Glenda. It's Randy.
Hi, Randy.
From North Carolina.
Well, welcome to North Carolina.
Thank you. I just wanted to say that we're all members of this of the body of Yeshua, and it's like an awakening is happening to the body.
Mm-hmm.
And there are others out there who know Yeshua as well, but bringing us together as a body is unfolding. And I've been listening to Govinda Tidball from Sri Lanka, amazing speaker. He's definitely a Yeshua follower.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing that the people out there, people that you don't normally run into every day, people that are in our lives every day, we seem to take for granted, or they take us for granted.
Yes,
and
true.
We don't realize that the light that we are maybe sometimes offends other people. It doesn't necessarily, because maybe they don't have it, or they can't find it, or they don't see it.
Yeah. Yeah, and this is where we really need to be mindful of that and become gentle.
Exactly. And
we don't want
to
hit people with bright headlights.
Exactly. Exactly. And sometimes I think my light shines so bright that others just they don't know how to take me.
I'm sure Yeshua had that same problem.
It's exactly the problem he had, and it's a great feeling, but it's also at the same time kind of you feel like you're not accepted in mm-hmm. some crowds.
Well, it's true, but there's a certain art in learning how to speak with anyone at
exactly.
their level. And this was, of course, my first great hurdle in entering the work that I do now. When I finished The Lamb and the Lion, I hung it on my living room wall. And in a brief post-creation conversation with Yeshua, I said, obviously, you didn't have me create this for my living room wall. What would you like me to do with it? And he said, give it to my people.
Exactly.
And I thought, oh, Lord. You could have said anything but that. Because I realized the magnitude of the challenge involved. Is people are everywhere, not just in every color and nation, but at every level of understanding, in so many different belief packages. And some of the belief packages are pretty exclusive. If you don't speak their language, you're not one of them.
That's right.
And so it was a major learning curve to learn how to just be present. And the way I found it to work best is to show up as the love that I am and listen. I listen before I speak. And I listen for my invitation to speak. And then I speak as much as possible into the language they're speaking. And I'm not talking about nationalistic language differences such as French and German and English. I'm talking about ethnic languages, belief system languages. I learn their language as much as I can, and I accept it. I think this is the great message that was revealed on the day of Pentecost, because the apostles who were touched by the Holy Spirit were led to speak in every language of man. And I don't think that just included the various Semitic languages in Greek and Latin and Coptic and Aramaic and Hebrew. I don't think that. I think that certainly was true because people could understand them. But they were taught to speak in the language of the person they were in front of. And that's an art form. And as you become the love that you are, you will more and more engage in that. And as you speak the language of the people, they will love you for doing it. When I've traveled abroad with this work, the first time I went abroad was to release Love Without End into German. And I went over speaking very little German. And fortunately, most Germans are at least bilingual, if not tri or quadrilingual. They are very fluent in many languages. We Americans are the world's worst about speaking only English and being very proprietary about it. But I did manage to learn a little bit, and I noticed that when I would speak even the littlest of German, the person I was speaking to would just brighten up and laugh and go, oh, oh, oh. It was like they were so appreciative that I made that small effort to speak their language. So it's go ahead.
I just wanted to tell you thank you so much. I've been reading Love Without End for over 10 years now, and it's just like every time I read it, I don't know how many times I've even read it now, but every time I read it, I find something new in it.
Yeah.
The book is definitely alive.
It is alive, and not only that, it's written in many levels of understanding and language, which, of course, I facilitated it, but I'm not certainly not the source of that linguistic competence. That comes from Yeshua, and he had the ability to speak to one audience, and people would hear in whatever language they were ready to receive. So I would just recommend all of you, don't be so scared about telling people about this. Yeshua will come through you, and he will help adjust your language. As long as you don't present it with bias or heavy proselytizing or any judgment about what they believe or making them wrong for what they believe or presenting this as a superior belief, you just present the truth as you know it and let Yeshua do the rest. You'd be surprised how open and interested they will be. We need to bring the love. We need to bring his love more into the world right now, today, and not wait any longer. And those of you who have a calling to be a blessing giver, please just stand up to the plate and let's do it. We'll do everything we can to help you make this possibility a fulfillment. So it's time now that we get on with our blessing today. And thank all of you for being here, and thank everyone for speaking up and sharing your heart and making it possible for us to just make this to everyone. Now, for those of you who are new on the call, and I hope we have new people, this is something I want and pray for every time because it means that the love of Yeshua is spreading. So those of you who are new, you will simply receive this blessing from Yeshua. You don't do anything. You just receive. And the way you do it is you sit comfortably in a chair with your spine erect, bare feet on the floor. The reason for that is that we are part of the earth. We are part of the heavens. Have no covering on your head. I would recommend also no jewelry or hair berets or anything in the vicinity of your head that might redirect the energy. Energy of the Holy Spirit is going to pour through you from the cosmos and the earth, and Yeshua will join you in your heart. This will create an attunement between you and God the Creator, strengthening and perfecting the prayers of your heart that they may send on a clearer signal to everyone from the earth to the Holy Spirit to everyone you love, to God the Father, that your prayers may be refined and sent as a clear signal. Now, I ask that you just put your attention aside. Just put it on the park bench. Don't be thinking during this. Allow your attention to fall into your heart. Now, you may pray with words if that's how you pray. You may pray with feeling. You may pray with gestures, or you may hum. Whatever prayer feels like to you, including the totality of inner silence, just pray, knowing that God knows all the desires and needs of your heart and your life. What we need to activate those desires and needs is our union with God, our union in love with God, with the earth, with our fellow man, with the Holy Spirit, and all is provided. As you're doing that, I will start with an invocation to Yeshua, and then I and as many blessing givers as desire will join me, and we will conduct this energy that you may receive it as a clearer, more perfect signal. However, it is Yeshua who's blessing you and the Holy Spirit that is filling you Once the blessing is complete, I will let you know. And then you go and rest. Assimilate for 7 minutes. In that 7 minutes, don't think about what's happening, because the mind cannot take all of this in. Just rest, receive, and breathe this into every cell of your body, your whole heart and being. Let us begin. Beloved Yeshua, Son of God, Brother of mankind, the one who has come to show us all that we are, all that we can be, and encourage us to simply receive all that has already been given. It is we who have put up the blockade. It is we who have put up the boundaries. It is we who have defined our life as being in a shortfall and empty and insufficient. God has given us the full measure of life already to be received as we are ready. Let us now be ready to receive more. And even forgive ourselves and life and others if we are not yet ready to receive it all. Even the feeling of receiving slightly more is a great revelation of love, a great blessing that brings forward other blessings as we are ready to receive. Thank you for being with us, for gently encouraging us to open our body, heart, soul, and being to the blessings of God for more happiness, more health, more love, more sharing, and more personal realization of all that we are and that we can be. Thank you for joining us in our heart today to receive the blessings of God the Father. Amen. The blessing is complete. Now go and rest. Be at peace with God. Assimilate and drink in the full measure of the blessing for at least 7 minutes. God loves you, and so do I. We'll be talking next week. Bye-bye.